divinely inspired, and she believed it, for every word she read echoed with the voice of God. When the girl met a teacher named Jesus in the story, she heard that voice even louder than before, so she promised to love and follow him forever. Jesus taught her to care for the poor, be kind to the lonely, forgive the bullies, and listen to her mother. He healed the sick and raised the dead, and said those who followed him could do the same. The girl never healed the sick or raised the dead, but still she believed. Then one day the story began to unravel. The girl was older now, with a mature and curious mind, and she noticed something she hadn't before. Like how God rewarded the chosen patriarch Abraham for obeying God's request that he sacrifice his own son. Or how God permitted the chosen people of Israel to kidnap women and girls as spoils of war. After the famous walls of Jericho came a tumbling down, a God-appointed army slaughtered every man, woman, and child in the city. And after Pharaoh refused to release his slaves, a God-appointed angel killed every firstborn boy in Egypt. Even the story of all the earth's animals taking refuge in a giant ark, one of the girl's favorites, began with a God so sorry for creating life, he simply washed it all away. If God was supposed to be the hero of the story, then why did God behave like a villain? If the book was supposed to explain all the mysteries of life, why did it leave her with so many questions? Deep down, she knew there was no such thing as crafty serpents and talking donkeys, and that you could never fit every kind of animal on earth on a boat. Science proves the earth wasn't made in 7 days, nor is it held up by great pillars, as the book claimed. There were contradictions in the various accounts of King David's reign, and even the stories of Jesus' famous resurrection didn't read like reliable newspaper reports. Perhaps, the girl reasoned, the story wasn't true after all. Perhaps, she feared, her book wasn't magic. With each question, the voice of God grew quieter, and the voices of others grew louder. These were dangerous questions, they said, forbidden questions, especially for a girl. They told her to fight against her doubts, but her sword grew heavy. They told her to stand strong in her faith, but her legs grew weak. Words that once teemed with life nettled her mind, and stories that once captured her imagination triggered her doubts and darkest fears. It was as if the roots of a beloved and familiar tree had risen up to trip her on the path. There was no map for a world suddenly rearranged, no incantation to light the road ahead. She was lost. And yet the spell remained unbroken. The characters, many more sinister now, wandered in and out of her life just as before, interrupting her work, her relationships, her plans. Old stories continued to be told. Old battles continued to be waged. She couldn't get the ancient songs out of her head. She was still caught in the story. Like millions before her and millions after, she couldn't run away. In her unguarded moments, she found herself wondering, is the magic of the book really divine blessing, or is it, in truth, a curse? And that's when the adventure really began. Controversial, sacred, irrelevant, timeless, oppressive, embattled, divine. The Bible conjures all sorts of adjectives among modern-day readers, and yet its magic is indisputable. For every time we tease about forbidden fruit or praise a good Samaritan, we betray our fascination with this ancient collection of stories and poems, prophecies and proverbs, letters and laws, written and compiled by countless authors spanning multiple centuries and cited by everyone from William Blake to Beyoncé. The Bible has been translated into more than 2,000 languages, its tales inspiring the art of Shakespeare and Steinbeck, Zora Neale Hurston, and Blind Willie Johnson. Its words are etched into our gravestones, scribbled onto the white posters we carry into picket lines, and strategically incorporated into our dating profiles. Civil rights activists quoted heavily from the biblical texts, as did the Christian segregationists who opposed them. The Bible's ancient refrains have given voice to the laments of millions of oppressed people, and too often provided justification to their oppressors. Wars still rage over its disputed geographies. Like it or not, the Bible has cast its spell, and we are caught up in the story.